You had a chance to see it already. You got a sneak preview, right?
I went in to see it, and it is stunning. I mean, it's a beautiful design. It's an intimate space, which is ideal for making music, you know, when the audience is close to you. And from what I could tell, not playing there, but just walking around and sort of making noise, I think the acoustics are superb. So we'll find out. It's exciting to, you know, to be at the beginning of something.
How did this come about, and how did your involvement come about with the BPO?
Once the Birchfield Penny moved to its new space, the question was what to do with a lot of room up there, and they decided to create a recital hall, which is great because for the students, of course, but for the public too. And they asked me if I would do a recital with their faculty. Now, a lot of their faculty members are also BPO members, so I thought this is perfect. I mean, because I love the opportunity to play with some of my musicians. So I'm playing with two of our violinists, Amy Licata, Amy Glidden, our associate concertmaster. I'm playing with Kate Holzmer, violist, and Amelie Fredette, cellist. It's like a dream to play with these great players. And my husband, Robert Alemani, on clarinet is playing as well. So it just was just a very lovely invitation for them to ask me to play with their faculty to celebrate the opening of this hall.
And tell us what you will be playing.
We're playing a variety of things. We're playing a trio by Joseph Kreutzer. We're playing a quartet by Paganini, which is really beautiful, and a Boccherini quintet. So these are all works featuring guitar, but with various other string players and with clarinet.
So you really get to break in the new concert hall.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, can't wait, because it's always very exciting, those first few notes, those first few chords in a new hall when you finally understand what it sounds like.
Tell us a little bit about the importance, as you mentioned, having this at the college setting, too, that music has to be so important for colleges and universities, for those seeking to learn more about it, and even for the public.
It is. I mean, music is a part of our lives. Just we're hardwired for music as human beings, and music is something that is not an extra for us. We need it to survive. We need it to understand ourselves. We need it to deal with life in general. We need it to grow. And for students who are studying music, to have a beautiful concert hall, I think, is very important. Because first it shows the respect we have for the music we play. And it's a way of being able to communicate with people in a setting that has a beautiful sound and a beautiful ambiance, a beautiful look. So I know as a music student, it was one thing to play in your classroom, but when you went into the concert hall, oh, that was something else. You know, that was something special, and everyone played better, and everyone was aware of the sound they were making. So I think the students at Buff State are really lucky to have this hall. It's superb.
Will you try to perform there regularly? How will that work?
I would love to. I would love to, but I know that many of our musicians will, either by themselves or as faculty members or as chamber music musicians in the city. We have a thriving musical community, and to have this other option for them to play with a kind of audience of 194, what a perfect size audience, because no one is far from the performer, no one's far from the music. You really can see people playing, you can hear them breathing, you can really be a part of it. So I think it's going to be busy all the time and great demand this hall.
You know, you talk about the great sound and acoustics of this setting. How are things going with the sound situation with some of the pop concerts at the BPO? I heard that there has been an improvement.
There's definitely been an improvement. You know, Kleinhans, the wonderful thing about Kleinhans is that it is created for acoustic sound. It was built for our orchestra. It was built for the Buffalo Philharmonic. It wasn't so much built for amplification because it didn't need it. Sometimes we have rock groups and pop artists come in, and they say, oh, no, we always turn it up to 10. And we tell them, no, don't do that. No, we need it up at 10. And so it's been a little bit of a struggle for us trying to convince the guest artist that this is a special hall. Let it be the wonderful hall it is. But we've taken more control of that now. And the result is that the sound is very good. So, you know, I apologize because we had a couple of concerts where people said it's just simply too loud. And we just realized, okay, we are going to just insist that our guest artists understand that this is an acoustically perfect hall. And they have to modify the way they think about amplifying.
Joanne Fletta, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you so much.